Texte numéro 23. Crisis? What crisis? Money talks, and it is corrupting politics and markets all over the world. 3 years after the biggest financial crisis in history, due to unscrupulous behavior by the biggest banks, not even one financial leader has faced jail. When companies and financial institutions go bankrupt, shareholders, ordinary citizens and customers, not chief executive officers and managers, pay the bill. The costs are a mere fraction of the gains, implying that corrupt practices have a solid rate of return. To save the automobile industry, the White House engaged a Wall Street trader already under investigation for bribing government officials. His case was settled out of court with a fine. The news barely made a ripple in the media. Impunity is widespread. The real culprits at the top rarely need to worry. Even when firms pay staggering fines, CEOs remain. Shareholders exercise little or no control over management. Corporate corruption is completely out of public control for three main reasons. First, companies are multinational, while governments remain national. Companies are so financially powerful that governments hesitate to confront them. Second, companies are major funds for political campaigns, and politicians are silent beneficiaries of corporate profits. Roughly 50% of US congressmen are millionaires with close ties to business. Thirdly, even if governments try to enforce the law, companies have armies of lawyers to run circles around them and waste time in law courts. Reducing corporate crime is a long-term struggle. Fortunately, the rapid, unlimited, and pervasive flow of information acts nowadays as a deterrent. Corruption thrives in the dark. As more and more information than ever comes to light via emails, blogs, Facebook, Twitter, and other social networks, anyone with an internet connection can find what is going on in the corporate world. We could even imagine a new kind of political campaign based on transparent public money, or on free online media instead of corporate paid media. When politicians can emancipate themselves from lobby donations, they will be able to tackle financial abuses. Moreover, we need to lighten the dark corners of international finance, especially tax havens and bank secrecy. Tax evasion, fraud, bribes, money laundering, and other illegal transactions flourish through these accounts. The wealth and influence of this hidden system are now threatening the global economy at a time of unprecedented income inequality and staggering budget deficits owing to government's incapacity, even in the White House, to impose taxes on the wealthy. So, the next time you hear about a corruption scandal in another poor region, ask who is corrupting who. No developed country should be pointing the finger, for it is the most powerful global companies that are creating the problem. Adapted from The Economist, April 2011.